5 ideas for you to get and stay motivated.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Burjunthal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine technology and your NeuroShine coach. Today I want to talk about 5 unusual ideas to help you get and also stay motivated. Why do I want to talk about motivation? Because we need it more than ever now. You know, with the COVID-19 world right now, we cannot escape it. This is the new world. And some of us are going to work from home, maybe forever, maybe for the rest of the year, or maybe we are choosing to do that. And so how are we going to adjust? How are we going to adapt and be agile to the new world order? How are we going to get motivated and stay motivated when it is not so easy anymore? I believe motivation is your internal fire. You need to ignite it. Sometimes you need something internal to ignite it, and sometimes something external also can ignite it. My journey with motivation has always been the same. I have my own ritual to be and stay motivated. And most of the times, now that I am talking to my clients, my students, and they are expressing to me that they're kind of like losing motivation, and they're telling me that because it's just too hard to adjust. It's not easy to build a new habit. And that's why we're going to look at 5 areas for you to get motivated and also maintain that motivation. Okay, here comes 1. Set exciting goals. Why is it important? Because if you don't have any goals, what are you going to get motivated about? Right? Like, what is that motivation for? What do you need it for? Your brain needs a map. Your brain needs to know where it is going. Just like, you know, navigation in your car. You just need to enter the address that you're going when you're driving. And that is the direction you're going to head. And it is going to be easier for you to get there because you know where you're going. The same thing. Your brain needs a destination to get you motivated. And that destination is your goal or goals or dreams. Whatever the vision is, you have to be clear. I almost hear some of you saying, well, Shiny, I don't know what my goal is. I don't know where I'm going. Well, that's where you begin. You ask yourself, where do I want to go? What is my direction? Where am I going and why am I going there? Once you're clear about these things, then you can set the goal and you can begin the journey of motivation. 2, take bite-sized achievable steps. What do I mean by that? Bite-sized, you know, it's like chewable. It's easy to digest. Also for your brain to digest, right? So you want to set your goals, and that goal can be a big one. It can be a 6-month goal, a year goal, a 5-year goal, as long as you can chunk it down and break it down to daily, not even weekly, daily steps. Why is it important? Because your brain wants to be useful. Your brain wants to be productive. And if your brain wants that, you gotta give it to it. Your brain is going to generate dopamine for you, serotonin for you. All of those chemicals, those hormones, those are what you need to get motivated. So it's kind of like a game you play with your brain to get motivated and stay motivated. You help your brain and your brain helps you. That's exactly why you need those little teeny tiny steps that you can take every single day towards your goal. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you are studying a certain subject online, right? And that subject kind of seems long because it's like a 6-month journey, right? At the end of 6 months, you're going to achieve your goal. So in order for you to get motivated, you might want to take it step by step, maybe 15-minute video watching every day. You don't need to sit down and consume 2 hours of information if it is giving you an anxiety. You can do it 15 minutes, but as long as it is every day, your brain is going to feel like, oh, I am on the right track. I am moving forward. Nothing is more useful to your brain than progress. Your brain needs progress. You need progress. Progress is going to get you motivated, is going to get you excited, and you're going to feel the momentum, and it's going to help you. Number 3, empowering self-talk. Self-talk is something that is missed so easily, and you have to do it not only every day, but a few times a day. When you wake up, you got to tell yourself, hey, Shiny, today is going to be a beautiful day, and remember, you're going to hit this goal, that goal, this goal, that goal, okay? So maybe you are not realizing, but you're hitting a lot of goals every day. Let me remind you, if you're watching your diet, eating healthy, you're hitting your physical and energy goals, right? Number 2, if you are working, you are hitting your career goal. Number 3, if you are talking, having a conversation, developing relationships with any friends, you are hitting your relationship goal. If you have a desire to become something, maybe to get certification as a coach, or maybe you're gonna start acting and you're taking your headshot photo, that is something you are hitting. Absolutely, development goals. And maybe you also sleep 7-8 hours a day. You're hitting your sleep goal. So there are so many things that you are doing, and because they're kind of like so automated and you don't consider yourself hitting those goals, guess what? That's exactly why you need to talk to yourself and you need to remind yourself, awesome, Shiny. Awesome, Derek. Awesome, Melinda, whoever you are. Talk to yourself and tell yourself, we are going to hit these goals today and we are going to crush them, right? Talk to yourself and empower yourself in the mirror. That's what works for me, because you need eye contact with yourself. And that's why you need to go in front of the mirror and you need to talk to yourself. Shiny, good morning. Shiny, good evening. Hey, Shiny, how's your day going? Your goals, good? Something like that. You got my point. Number 4, journaling small wins. Sounds yummy, doesn't it? Why is it important? Well, neuroscience. It's already been proven that your brain has this very unique, special connection with your hands. Hand movement. It just activates different parts of your brain. And as you write down, you actually double program your beautiful brain to achieve those goals. And imagine what you're writing down is your small wins. You're like, today I achieved this, check. Today I got this, check. Today I got this and tomorrow I'm gonna do this, check. Whatever you write down, your brain is like, oh, that's right, we got this, we got that, got this, got that. So it's almost like, you know, you have this little baby and you're teaching the baby how to achieve doing little things, and then you tell the baby, oh, well done, you know, great job. That's exactly doing it to yourself. Not only verbally as a self-talk, but also writing it down, journaling it, and integrating your brain power with it and doubling it down. Last but not least, number 5, celebrate. And it's not like a woo-woo, oh, let's be positive thingy. Your brain needs it. I'm talking about the organ that manages everything about you, that helps you be you, okay? Your brain needs celebration. If your brain thinks, all right, Shiny, I've been supporting you for that dream. It's been so long. And I really don't feel appreciated here, right? So what's gonna happen? Your brain is gonna check out and your brain is gonna be like, oh, not playing anymore. It's not fun anymore. Do you get it? You're no different than anybody else or any other friends that you have. Just like your friends, they do need your appreciation. Just like you need appreciation from your friends, your brain needs the same. Your brain needs to be appreciated, to be rewarded. That's why you need to celebrate. If you're not celebrating even the teeny tiny small things, no wonder why you're not feeling motivated or why you are not keeping your motivation, right? My best activity is to celebrate my goals. And guess what? Sometimes I even do it right in the middle of it, even before I achieve the goal. I know it's kind of like tricking the brain, but it works. You should try it. You should give it a try. So let me just wrap up these five steps again. Number one, first you need to set exciting goals to get you motivated. And then two, you need to take those little bite-sized achievable daily steps. Okay. Number three, you need to talk to yourself in a very empowering way, not only once or twice a day, but as much as you can. Number four, not only verbally, but you also need to write down your small wins and, you know, feel so great about those wins and have the dopamine and serotonin to help you with it. And number five, celebrate your wins and your brain is going to feel totally appreciated. So I hope these five ideas helped you. I hope you're going to not only get motivated and also stay motivated. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. Let's all get motivated, right? And click the subscribe button and subscribe to my channel because I'll motivate you with more content like this about communication, emotional intelligence, NLP, coaching, leadership. Beautiful, yummy, delicious content. Subscribe. And as you know, as you consume this very delicious content, you are going to create a beautiful mind. And that's exactly what we need to make this world a better place. We need more love and shiny minds.